the jury started deliberations today in the case of John Marvin Jr. that's now underway in Juneau. The defense rested its case and closing arguments were held yesterday, the 10th day of a trial in which prosecutors allege that Marvin killed two Hoonah police officers. Member station KTOO's Matt Miller has the story from Juneau.
Marvin told Superior Court Judge David George that he did not want to testify.
I will remain silent.
All right.
Jurors were provided instructions that would allow them to return a verdict for first-degree murder for each of the two officers killed. If they could not be unanimous on the intent to kill, then they were instructed to consider a verdict for second-degree murder or knowingly engaging in conduct that could cause serious injury or death, or a verdict for a lesser charge of manslaughter that could include reckless conduct. Marvin is accused of shooting Sergeant Anthony Wallace and Officer Matthew Tokaoka, who was off duty, on the evening of August 28, 2010. Both men chatted with family on Front Street in Hoonah when they were shot, Wallace in the back and thigh, and then Tokaoka in the chest when he went to his colleague's aid. Neither man apparently knew that they were being targeted. Wallace's mother, as well as Tokaoka's wife Haley and their two children, all witnessed the shooting of Wallace. Wallace's mother, Debbie Green, also witnessed the shooting of Matthew Tokaoka. During closing arguments yesterday, District Attorney Dave Brower once again played the police radio traffic of that night. Brower also showed again to the jury the Browning BAR 7mm rifle believed used in the shooting, the officer's stained clothing with bullet holes, and the bullet fragments recovered during autopsies of both officers.
He harbored a resentment. And he harbored a resentment against Officer Tokaoka and Officer Wallace. So what happened on August 28, 2010, when these two officers were shot down in cold blood? What happened? What caused that? We don't know. Do we know who did it? We do know who did it. The evidence shows that John Marvin is murdered Officer Tokaoka, and he murdered Officer Anthony Wallace in cold blood.
During the trial, the theme that emerged from the prosecution was that the 2010 shooting may have been retaliation for an August 2009 arrest, while the defense believes Hoonah officers had already assumed that Marvin was the shooter in August 2010 because of that 2009 incident. Marvin allegedly got into a scuffle with both officers who were responding to a trespass complaint. They used a taser in an attempt to subdue him. The problem, according to public defender Eric Headland, is that the prosecution's case in the shooting is all circumstantial.
Nobody doubts, nobody questions, nor is an issue before any of you, that there are two people who are dead who should not be dead. The question before you is who did it? How they do it, why they do it. The state says this incident in 2009, that's proof. That's proof that Mr. Marvin had a bone to pick with these particular officers.
Headland says no one actually saw Marvin use the rifle to shoot the officers. His house was not adequately monitored immediately following the shooting, and the dying officers did not explicitly say that Marvin did it. Headland also considers the bullet tracking back to Marvin's house as woefully imprecise. 10 men and 2 women will return to the Diamond Courthouse to start deliberations. It's always unknown how long a jury takes to deliberate, but they will have to weigh nearly 200 pieces of evidence and the testimony of nearly 3 dozen witnesses in the case. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Matt Miller.